for the Lord, for his faithfulness and consistency. Amen. Praise God. What a worthy God he is. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, it has been so good to have the De La Garza family with us today, and we're so appreciative of the move of God that we felt here, experienced here this morning, and the touch of lives that happened. We have to be sensitive, careful, tender before the Lord. Every word of God is pure and right. And I want to make sure that I am taking the word of God and applying it to my life. My life. Amen. Because there's times that you say, well, that is so good for so-and-so, and you can miss what God is doing for you. Amen. Praise God. And I am so thankful for the word of God in my life. Praise the Lord. And we want him to get ready to come here tonight to take his liberty and to preach what the Lord has laid upon his heart. And we're believing that God is going to do a great and a mighty work. Do you have faith in that here tonight? Do you have faith, complete faith in the word of God tonight? Why don't you lift your voice and give him thanks today? God, speak to me. God, help me tonight. I'm gonna bless you and exalt you and praise your name. Thanking you, Lord, for all things you're good. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him as the man of God comes tonight. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. God is good. Amen. We say that a lot of times, and it just comes out because we're used to saying it, but it's really true. I've never gone through anything where God failed me. He's good all the time. And all the time, he is good. Amen. Amen. I began to think about something tonight that I've thought about before, and it was, I heard the brother say, I'm not going to let a rock take my place. And I began to think of that scripture in Luke that says, you know what, if these men don't worship, if they don't praise, the very rocks will cry out. Now, I don't know about you, but when I read the Bible, I start to question things because I just try to think logically. That's just how my brain works. And I thought, Lord, what would rocks have to praise you about? I can understand the humanity has so many things we can praise about, but what would a rock cry out if we kept our mouths shut? And I began to see in Scripture that there's a lot of things rocks can praise God for.
All right.
Come on, somebody. Amen. There was a rock that could testify of Jacob laying his head down in a place called Bethel. Come on, there was a rock that could testify of millions of gallons of water being flowed out just because the man of God said. Come on, somebody, there was a stone that David picked up and threw at the giant's head. There's a test. Come on, when you think about it, there's stones in Scripture. There's rocks in Scripture that they could speak a testimony. They could say things. What about all the rocks and stones that built up altars of memorial? What could they say? How could they sing praises? What about the stones, oh, that were in the front of Jesus' tomb that saw when the angel rolled it away and Jesus rose it? What about the stone that God himself fashioned and turn into 10 commandments? What about the stone that were cast at Paul and at Stephen? What could they pray? Come on, somebody. If we don't get our praise out, there's some stones that have a testimony. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to let them have a chance. God's been too good to me to not praise him. God's been too good to me to not tell of his goodness. God has been too good to me to not testify of what he's doing. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I like what I feel in the house of the Lord today. Amen. I want to turn your attention to the book of Daniel, chapter number 6. Book of Daniel, chapter number 6. And as you're turning there, I just want to say once again, I appreciate Pastor Cowan for opening up this pulpit to me and to my family. I felt very welcome here, felt very comfortable here. I love to feel comfortable in the house of the Lord. Amen. Because I believe that that's what we're supposed to feel when we come to Daddy's house. We're not supposed to feel uncomfortable. We're not supposed to feel out of place. Amen. And so I'm thankful for him and his family. I got to see and meet these two little twin boys over here. Don't ever count on me figuring out which one's which. Praise God that God has blessed the family with two grandbabies. And we love family. We love kids. And so thankful to get to know you, brother, and make your acquaintance. I hope that we can continue to get to know one another as time goes on. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need some friends in my life. And I'm thankful when God brings new people around. Amen. Amen. I met another Brother Newman this morning in the back there. And I found out that he said, my name's Newman as well. I said, well, then we could be friends. Amen. Amen. So thankful for what God is doing in their lives. Amen. I want to say very quickly, and I did not come here specifically to do this, but I felt it laying on my spirit today. You know, a true Christian is one who gets knocked down from time to time, but gets back up. The Bible says, a just man falleth seven times, but riseth up again, right? It's not in the falling, it's in the continual getting back up that makes that man righteous. And when I begin to think of true Christians, I believe that the Newman family comes to mind. They have been good friends to us. They've been kind to us. And they have just become like family. As a matter of fact, I just got promoted just this evening by Sister Lexi to uncle. She called me uncle. So I believe that we're really just drawing close. I found that these two beautiful little girls seem to really like being around Brother De La Garza. Amen. And I'm so thankful. Amen. I love to be around good people and good Christians. Brother Newman, thank you for being a good Christian, man. I appreciate that. We need solid men to lead families. Come on, somebody. It's without good, strong, solid men in the Christian world that things fall apart if we don't have them. Because we need men that will lead families so that families can stay strong, and strong families build strong churches. Amen. So I'm thankful for their friendship. Thankful for everything that God has done for me and my family. Amen. Let's get into the word of the Lord. Amen. Daniel chapter number 6, one verse of scripture, verse number 10. The Bible says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he didn't have to guess. Come on, somebody. He didn't have to guess. He wasn't assuming. He knew that the writing was signed against him. The Bible says he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Now, there are a couple of different meanings to the word aforetime. It definitely does mean like before. But I found very interesting that one of the meanings, one of the ways that you can dissect that word in the original language means more than before. You can look it up for yourself if you don't believe me. One of the definitions of aforetime is more than before. And so, you know what? It just made me feel like that Daniel was trying to do something here. He knew the writing was signed against him. He knew that doing things like he had done before would cause consequences. So he didn't just back down. He went and did it more than he did before. And I believe that you can say this, and this is what I want to use for a title today. I believe Daniel was making a statement. Amen. He was making a statement in the face of the enemy. When the devil thinks you're going to give up, it's time to make a statement and say, I'm going to go harder than I used to go. Come on, somebody. I came to encourage the house of the Lord today that there will be future struggles. There will be hardships. There will be things that come. And when they come, we need to stand up and make a statement in the face of it. Listen, you might know that what you're about to do will cause you some consequences, but you need to go ahead and do it just like before, maybe even a little more than you used to do. Come on, how are you going to show the devil that you ain't quitting, that you're not giving up? You're going to do it more than you did before. I'm going to make a statement in the face of the enemy. Let's pray. God, open the hearts and minds to receive your word today. God, I need your help. I'm not capable of doing this on my own. So God, I pray right now that you would move. Minister in this house, Lord, I pray in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Why don't you clap your hands one more time? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost here already. Praise God. Thank you for standing. You can be seated if you'd like. Amen. Amen. In the sports world, or in the world of competition, when an individual or a team in a moment of high opposition, when they do something that the opposing team did not expect them to do, when they come out on the first play and do something spectacular that was unexpected, oftentimes it's in the headlines, it's in the announcer's voice, it's in the aftermath of that thing you read. Man, they came out and made a statement. This phrase is used to say that these people were doing something that the opposition did not expect them to do. This phrase, making a statement, means they came out and did something that nobody thought they would do. They took a risk and did something that the opposing team or the opposing person did not expect out of them. I believe in this time, right now, before everything falls apart, before the end of the world, the church of the living God needs to stand up and make a statement. What I'm telling you is we've got to go beyond what the enemy thinks we're going to do. Come on, he's throwing things at the church left and right, and we don't need to respond or react in the way he expects us to, but we need to put our feet down and plant our feet and start doing what he doesn't expect. We need to come out and do some things he's not expecting out of us. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about doing some things when you take a risk. When you take a risk and do some things that you maybe shouldn't do, or maybe it's going to cost you a little bit, but you do it anyways just to say, I'm not going to back down, devil. I'm not going to go backwards, but I'm going to keep moving forward. What does this look like? It looks like when my finances are upside down, I make a statement by giving a little extra. Come on, when my body doesn't feel good, I make a statement by running a lap anyway. Come on, when I don't feel like coming to the house of the Lord, I show up and praise him even though things aren't going good. I'm going to make a statement in the face of the enemy. He's not going to throw anything at me where I won't stand up and show him I'm not backing down. There's nothing you can throw in my... I'm going to make a statement in the face of the devil today. I wonder if there's some apostolics in the church that will say, I'm going to stand and make a I'm going to do it more than before. I'm going to praise harder than before. I'm going to give more than before. I'm going to worship greater than before. Come on, somebody. In scripture, we see things like this. David faced his greatest opposition. Oh yeah, he had faced a lion and a bear, but now he's facing a human being that was trained in the art of war. He didn't back down. As a matter of fact, the statement that young man made was so loud, he didn't even take armor to the enemy. He went to the brook, grabbed 5 smooth stones, and went out and made a statement. He said, you come with me with swords and with spears, but I come at you in the name of the Lord. Let me tell you something. The enemy wasn't expecting him to come in the name of the Lord. The enemy wasn't expecting him to come with a sling and a few stones, but he was standing in that valley making a stand. I believe that my God is able. Come on, what would happen today if some people got the spirit that says, my God is able? Woo!
I feel the Holy Ghost coming down right now. Three Hebrew boys faced certain death in a fiery furnace, but they said, "Oh King, we're not even going to be careful how we answer you. Our God is able to deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow." Come on, what if the church got that spirit inside of them that said, "Even if he kills me, even if I die, I'm not going to bow. I'm going to do what the enemy didn't expect me to do." Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to stand and make a statement. Come on. You might not be facing good things, but the enemy can know you're not going to give up. Come on, Paul and Silas were shackled in a prison. They had no future in front of them. Come on, there was no way out. There was no escape. But instead of wallowing or crying themselves to sleep, they said, "Hey, this is a good time to sing some old songs we haven't sang in a while." And they began to sing praises in the prison. Listen to me. This wasn't prison like today with weight rooms and televisions. We're talking about a rat-infested, disgusting place. And they found a way to worship and praise God anyway. Hey, you might be in the face of things that are disgusting and things you don't even want to. You're trudging through disgusting mess, but you can praise God anyway, more than before, more than you did in the past. Come on, Paul was stoned in Lystra and left for dead. But the Bible tells us that he returned there and went back to why? He was making a statement. You can try to leave me for dead, but I'm still coming back to preach the gospel. Come on, the devil's trying to take your calling, but you need to preach anyway. The devil's trying to take your anointing, but you need to sing anyway. Come on, the devil's trying to destroy your life, but you need to give it anyway. Come on, I'm here with a message for somebody today. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're going through. You might be in the midst of the biggest battle you've ever faced. You might look around and say, "I don't see any way out of this situation." You might know that the writing is signed against you, but my God said that he blotted out the ordinance by nailing it to the cross. Come on, somebody. The decree doesn't mean it's your demise. You just keep going like you did before. Come on, the decree doesn't mean you're going to be destroyed. Just keep praying more than before. I feel the spirit rising up in this house today. You've got to stand and make a statement in the face of the enemy. He's expecting you to backslide. He's expecting you to throw in the towel. He's expecting you to sit on a pew and not participate. But come on, somebody, you can stand and make a statement. Even when you know the writing is signed, even when you know there might be consequences, I'm going to stand. I'm going to do what I know is right to do. Come on, hey, Brother Newman, you told me today that God touched your marriage. Brother, he's expecting you. The devil's expecting you to go home and do things like you've always done them. You need to go and do better than you did before. You need to go and give more effort than you did before. Come on, somebody's got to make it in their mind, make it up in their mind. Come on, your greatest victory's in front of you. Your greatest success is to come. Your greatest days are not behind you. They're in front of you. But you're going to need to stand and make a statement. You can't just sit back and let things go by. You've got to plant your feet and say, "I'm going to keep doing it like I've always done it." Come on, when they talk trash about you, I'm going to keep living for God. When they put you down, I'm going to keep worshiping God. When they give your name and smear it in the mouth, I'm going to keep living for God. Hey, come on, the doctor might have just called you and gave you the worst diagnosis of your life, but you can come in the house and worship God. Come on, the bank maybe called and said it's time for repossession, but you can still give him the offering plate. Come on, you got to make a statement. The enemy's expecting you to back up, do less, shut up. I'm not going to do it. I know the writing's signed against me, but I'm going to pray like I did before. I'm going to worship like I did before. I'm going to. Come on, the greatest days of the church are in front of us, my friend. The greatest days of this church are in front of us, but it's going to take some people that stand up and make a statement. Woo! Come on. Come on, lift your hands right now. Worship God for just a minute. I feel the Holy Ghost moving. Come on, you're going to find some stability in your prayer life because you're not going to do what the devil thought you were going to do. You're going to make a statement in his face and say, I'm not backing up. Come on. Come on, sis, that's it. Reach for God right now. He's trying to touch you. Come on, somebody. Hey, somebody in this house hasn't ran an aisle in a while, needs to take off running. Somebody in this house hasn't danced in a while. You need to take off dancing. Come on, somebody hasn't jumped for joy in a while. You need to go on jumping. Come on, that's it. God's moving. Come on, that's it. Some of you need to just make a step. Do whatever you can do. You may not be able to run, but you can wave your hands. You may not be able to jump, but you can lift your voice. Come on, church. New life. There's people about to flood this place because this church is going to make a statement. Come on, I feel the prodigal about to return because some people made a statement. Come on, I feel financial breakthroughs happening because somebody stood and made a statement. That's it, that's it, that's it. Come on, don't get comfortable where you're at. Get out and tell the devil, I ain't backing up. I'll show you, devil. Come on, that's it. Respond to the Holy Ghost right now. The Lord's already moving in this house. Some people need to make a statement. Come on, I'm going to get out and do something that wasn't expected out of me. Come on, it's not just about the devil. Your family doesn't expect you to keep going, but you're going to keep going. Your friends don't expect you to make it through, but you're going to make it through. Come on, listen to this. In 1 Samuel 16 and 11, Samuel said unto Jesse, are they all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. But behold, he keepeth the sheep. Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. I'll tell you what, I read that many times before, but the time I read it this time, I realized Samuel was talking about the future king. So you know what he was really saying? We're not going to sit down until the king comes. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to stop going to church until Jesus comes. I'm not going to stop giving in the offering until the king comes back. I'm not going to back down until the king comes. We're not going to sit by and just let church happen until the king. We're going to be a part. We're going to grow the church. We're going to minister. We're going to fulfill our calling. We're going to keep going till the king comes. Come on, there's a healing right around the corner for somebody. There's a breakthrough. You came in here on the verge of a breakdown, but you're going to leave with breakthrough. Come on, you got to stand up and make a statement. Come on, young man, when none of your friends are making a statement, I'm going to make a statement. Hey, you might think you're too embarrassed or too shy. You need to get out and do something nobody expects out of you. I don't want to quench the spirit, but give me 30 seconds more and I'll just let God move. But I feel to tell you one last thing. Here it is. The Bible says that Daniel made it through the night and God sent angels to shut the mouths of the lions. Are you hearing me right now? Listen. God sent an angel to shut the mouth of the lion. Listen to me. I got a word for somebody in this house. If you'll stand up and make a statement, God will send angels to shut the mouth of those that are trying to devour you. God will send angels to shut people up that are trying to destroy you. Hey, listen to me. It might be your own thoughts that are trying to destroy you. God will send angels to destroy, to shut the mouths of the things that are trying to destroy. If you stand and make a stand, if you say, I'm not backing down, I'm not giving up, I'm not throwing in the towel, I'm going to make a stand. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to do more. I'm going to show, I'm going to pray more. I'm going to show up more. God will make a way. God will provide a solution. God will deliver. Come on. You won't stay in the lion's den. It's a temporary situation. Because you made a statement when you knew the writing was signed. Come on, what do you need in the Holy Ghost? It's time. Hey, show God you're willing to do whatever it takes to get what you need in the Holy Ghost. Come on, there's a dream about to be revived in somebody's spirit. You put it on the shelf and it's just getting dusty in your spirit. But God sent a preacher to you tonight to remind you, if you'll just stand up in the face of opposition, God can take that dream off the shelf, dust it off, and renew it. Come on, elder, you're not too old to do something for God. Come on, young person, you're not too young to do something for God. Come on, if you need the Holy Ghost, God can pour it out. If you need a healing, God can pour it out. Your parents may not be living for God, and the devil expects you to throw in the towel. Right now is the time you say, I'm not backing up. I ain't going anywhere. Come on, the devil thought I was gonna quit, but I'm gonna pray harder. The devil thought I wasn't coming to church, but I'm showing up on prayer night.
Oh God, right now, send victory. He expects you to keep them. He expects you not to worship. But you're going to do
it. Come on, somebody. You know there's consequences if you keep doing what you're doing. If you keep doing the right thing, you might may pay a price. But you know, if you stand and make a statement, you have God on your side. Come on, God didn't quit on you. Don't quit on him. Come on, God didn't give up on you when you made a mistake. Don't give up on him when you're facing a trial. Come on, you may not have taught a Bible study in a while. You need to go on an outreach effort that's longer than the one you did last time. Come on, preacher, you don't understand. My significant other's not praying. My significant other's not living for God. You can still live for God. You can still do what's right. You can still show up and be faithful. Come on, I'm going to do it like a fourth time. I'm going to do it like I always have. I'm going to do it more than I always have.
Jesus.
Come on, this elder's going to take a lap around this church, a victory lap. I wonder if there's anybody that'll get behind him and say, you know what, I'm on board. I'm not going to let the devil win. I'm going to march in victory. Come on, I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what your circumstance is. But I know a God that will stand there and deliver you out of the mouth of a lion when you stand and make a statement. Come on, there's victory coming to this church in ways it's never come before. Yeah. Come on, you're taking victory back. You're standing in the face of the enemy saying, I'm not backing down. We're marching in victory. We're going forward in victory. Come on, somebody. Don't let that rock praise for you. You've got a praise that's better than the rock's praise. You got a testimony greater than any stone could ever have. Come on. He didn't die for rocks and stones, but he laid his life down for you and I. Come on. Come on, the Holy Ghost is in this house. Come on, let God reach for you. Let God touch you. Come on, God's not done in this house. I believe he's still working. I believe he's still reaching for some of you. Some young people that will join up with another young person and tell the ruler of this world, the enemy of our soul, we're not going to bow. We're not going to bow. Come on, the devil's expecting you to give in. Come on, stand anyway. The devil's expecting you to sit down and do nothing. Come on, I'm not going to sit until the king comes. Come on, let's hear the shout of victory in the house. Lift up your voice. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Come on, we can get a lot done tonight if we lift our voice and pray with some fervency.